Usually we're here armed with stacks of sources, research abstracts, white papers, that sort of thing, slicing up complex data to give you instant expertise. But today, the mission is fundamentally different. Our listener has provided us with a unique source, a foundational
A
narrative.
story.
Exactly, a story designed to explain a deeply complex scientific concept using, well, metaphor and dialogue.
That's right. So instead of our usual analysis, we're stepping into a different role. Our task is to bring this source material to life, almost like a dramatic sequential reading. The work uses this charm and suspense to introduce the science of phase transformation in steel, specifically focusing on a structure called bainite.
This is the Goldilocks Metal, chapter one from the work Bainite at Play. It captures a conversation between a young girl named Aurora and the metallurgist Giuseppe.
And our goal isn't just to read the words.
No.
It's to really convey the atmosphere and the pacing and let the story itself deliver the core scientific payload.
It's a fascinating approach because it forces us and you to understand metal structure not through equations, but through these really relatable
And
images.
the concept at the heart of it, that the rate of cooling dictates the fundamental physical properties of steel, that's crucial for all of material science.
It is. So for our roles today, I'll be handling the primary narration and the voice of Giuseppe, the expert metallurgist.
And I will handle the descriptive elements, the emotional landscape, and the voice of Aurora.
Okay, let's open the book.
Aurora loved to play with her building blocks. She had big, square red blocks, long, thin blue blocks, and chunky, round yellow blocks. She could make towers or even a wobbly robot.
Every time I build, Aurora thought, the blocks stay the same shape. But what if they could change? What if my square blocks could turn into long, thin ones just by wishing?
Giuseppe, a wise metallurgist, a person who studies the secret lives of metals, overheard her deep musing.
That is a clever thought, Aurora, he said, leaning over her constructs. Because, some materials do change their shape right inside themselves. They change their whole structure, even when they look solid and still to us. Let me tell you a story about how that happens in iron. Now, iron becomes steel when we mix in some carbon, or what you might call coal, when it's very hot, Giuseppe explained.
And she interrupted him, tilting her head. But how can coal be put inside iron? That sounds silly.
It might seem strange, but remember when we added a lump of dark chocolate to your warm milk? It disappeared inside the milk and made it even more tasty, didn't it? That is how the carbon enters the hot iron. It dissolves, Giuseppe clarified, his hands illustrating the disappearance.
Right.
Now imagine steel is like a city full of tiny, tiny building blocks. We can't see them, but they're there. When steel is super hot, think of the hottest oven you can imagine. All its little blocks are jumbled up, moving freely and happily. We call this austenite, a friendly, flexible arrangement of blocks.
But why do you say austenite is friendly if it's super hot, making it impossible to hug? Aurora questioned, focusing on the sensory contradiction.
Giuseppe tapped his chin. That is fair. We call it friendly because the blocks are all in a simple, open arrangement. They are flexible and cooperative. Now, if we let that hot steel cool down very, very slowly, the blocks have all the time in the world to find their perfect spot. They organize themselves into soft little piles, like the soft pillow you snuggle with. That gentle, slow structure is called perlite.
Aurora nodded, linking the new word to her comfort analogy. But what happens, she asked, imagining the dancing blocks, when it gets cold quickly?
Ah, that's where things get interesting, Giuseppe said, his eyes sparkling with the dramatic shift in the story. If you cool the austenite down super fast, like jumping into a cold, very cold swimming pool, those blocks panic. They don't have time to organize themselves into soft pillows. Instead, they get squished and pushed into a tight, strained shape that gives birth to martensite.
He continued.
Martensite is very strong, the hardest structure steel can make, but sometimes, because it is so strained and disorganized, it's a bit brittle, like a crispy cracker.
But how can something be strong and yet break like a cracker? Aurora protested, the logic sounding, well, contradictory.
That is the essential question in our work, Aurora. Think of strength as how much you can push or pull something before it changes its shape forever. Martensite has very high strength, Giuseppe explained patiently.
Okay.
But brittleness is its ability to resist snapping when you bend it or hit it suddenly. Martensite's blocks are so squished that they cannot absorb much punishment, so a small impact can make it break like a cracker under a tiny bit of pressure.
I would not like to jump into cold water, the fretful Aurora exclaimed. I would get goose pimples.
Giuseppe leaned in, his voice dropping into a conspiratorial whisper, ready for the final, most important reveal. But what if we cool it down not too fast and not too slow? What if we let it chill out in a nice, warm bath? Not boiling, not freezing, just right. The Goldilocks temperature.
That sounds much better than the swimming pool, Aurora whispered, now completely hooked. Then what happens?
Then something wonderful happens inside the steel. The tiny blocks still want to change, but they have just the right amount of time. They start to build themselves into a totally new, special pattern, unlike the messy squares of martensite or the piled-up softness of perlite.
They grow into feathery, pointy shapes, like tiny little arrows, all lined up and working together. We call this structure bainite.
And what does bainite do?
Aurora imagined little feathery arrows growing inside the steel, picturing them as defenders.
Giuseppe beamed. Bainite. We call it specialissimo. Because of those internal arrows, it won't snap like a crispy cracker when you bend it. It is strong, like a mighty oak, and yet also tough. It has the best of all worlds.
So it's not a crispy cracker like martensite, and not a soft pillow like perlite, Aurora confirmed.
Exactly. Giuseppe confirmed with satisfaction. Bainite is the perfect balance, the just right Goldilocks of steel. He paused, letting the realization sink in.
Aurora contemplated her own building blocks. It was amazing to think that inside chunks of metal that felt solid, tiny, unseen bits were building themselves into these secret, strange shapes, all dictated by the temperature of the cooling bath.
Wow.
So bainite is like a hidden hero inside the metal, making it super nice, Aurora declared.
Giuseppe smiled warmly. A hidden hero, silently making things that we can trust. We rely on bainite every single day.
I wonder what a tiny bainite warrior looks like, Aurora mused. Like a feather or an arrow, or maybe even a little dragon scale.
Giuseppe winked. Perhaps a little bit of all three in its own endearing way. Now time for some porridge.
And scene.
And well, just like that, the science is delivered. I think we can step away from our roles as Giuseppe and Aurora now.
We can't.